USA Radio News.
President Biden is in Warsaw today to talk with Poland's president about the flood of Ukrainian refugees entering the country. The president will also deliver a speech in Poland that the White House says, quote, will be a major address. President Biden thanked U.S. troops who are part of NATO's military force in Poland.
None of you have to be here. You all decided to be here for your country. Every one of you volunteered. Every single one of you stepped up.
Jurors found police used excessive force against protesters violating their constitutional rights during demonstrations over the killing of George Floyd 2 years ago, ordering the city of Denver, Colorado, to pay a total of $14 million in damages to a group of 12 people who sued. The 15-seeded St. Peter's Peacocks defeated 3rd-seeded Purdue 67-64 last night, becoming the first 15th seed to advance to the Elite Eight in men's NCAA tournament history. St. Peter's guard Doug Eddard.
I don't think any of us were nervous or really cared about how many people were there watching us.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
The Biden administration is rolling out a change to immigration policy in an effort to expedite asylum claims at the border. The policy change will allow asylum officers to approve or deny claims. Meanwhile, there's a huge immigration surge predicted, according to former ICE agent Victor Avila.
There's intelligence right now of approximately 70,000 migrants heading towards our Texas border.
In a letter to House members, Maryland Democrat Steny Hoyer said the House will be ready to act if the Senate approves a new COVID relief bill. A recent effort to pass a new COVID bill fell apart in a last-minute dispute over how to pay for it. The search continues for a missing Nevada teenager, Naomi Iron, after the suspect in her alleged kidnapping was arrested. The Lyon County Sheriff's Office said 41-year-old Troy Driver is being held on kidnapping charges, and a pickup truck possibly involved in Naomi's disappearance nearly 2 weeks ago has been impounded. This is Naomi's brother, Casey Valley.
I feel in my heart of hearts that Naomi is alive.
This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
A teacher's strike in Minnesota is over.
Teachers in Minneapolis reached a tentative agreement to end a more than two-week strike over pay and other issues that stopped 29,000 students and around 4,500 educators and staff in one of Minnesota's largest school districts. The union said it achieved what it sought when its members walked off the job March 8th when they were unable to agree on a contract with district leaders. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Amazon workers at the company's JFK 8 Staten Island warehouse started casting ballots on whether to form a union as labor organizers looked to New York for the first ever union victory in the retail giant's 28-year history. As the second largest U.S. private employer, Amazon has long been a focus for labor advocates who hope that a single union victory will spark organizing efforts across the country. The push to organize is spearheaded by a group of workers known as the Amazon Labor Union. In-person voting at JFK 8 will last until the end of the month. New research says coffee could be beneficial to heart health. Three different studies published this week show that drinking 2 to 3 cups per day is associated with a 10 to 15% lower risk of heart disease or failure or early death for any reason. The senior author of the study said the research showed having a cup of Joe had either a neutral effect or was associated with heart health benefits. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.